Krishna. How do you feel? Mixed emotions, no? Happy that it was completed. I know that most members of my team will think, after this, I'm going to eat pizza until it comes out of my ears and then sleep. Because they really worked very, very hard in the background. I mean, very. For all of us, we are enjoying the read. Enjoying Well, sometimes there's a heart surgery, and we understand, oh my God, I'm not very humble. I have an ego from here to Alaska. I really have to do something about this and all. But the amount of you could say effort put, for instance, into making the clouds float in the air. It's a whole night, or major part of the night. I asked this morning Jai Krishna, the temple president, and GBC, everything. Isn't it nice? He said, yes, it's very nice. And I had to hold the ladder, you know, so that the Matajis could climb up and fix the clouds. Very good, very good. Better than iCloud. Very good. Yes. He may not know what he is applauding, but he is enthused. So, before I start the session, I want to also congratulate you. I do know that sometimes for some of us, we were driving it hard and fast. You came to Mangal Artik, or if not to Mangal Artik, already to the guided japa sessions in the morning. Morning after morning, and I could see there was a good attendance of also of people who are not known to be early birds. So wonderful, and also the way you took part in all the exercises. Sometimes when we do these exercises, there are participants who are not used to talk with people who are strangers for them, or to participate. But you did, and you sometimes needed to stretch out of your comfort zone. Very well done. I'm very satisfied. How can I see this? Well, I see a lot from this position, which you don't see. When I asked you to close your eyes, or when and the kirtana comes, a moment where everyone is for themselves, it's at that time where I open my eyes and scrutinize you, when you don't see, because this is personal, private. It's you should not feel intruded in. Yes, so by that I can see, and also by the way of the participation, the full-heartedness. And there is a trick which every presenter should know. When people leave the room where the presentation took place immediately after it's ended, it means it was a bad presentation. But if they linger on, like cats who don't want to leave the warm open, or oven, you know, because they feel the atmosphere is so cozy here, then the presentation touched their hearts. And that I could also see. Yes. So, it is it's a very moving experience for me, because I do know that in these immersive retreats, we all touch something that is absolutely essential for us. Maybe we don't always touch it, but we come close at least. That is a safe way to express. And it's so, so wonderful to be a witness of your own work and your own purification. I'm aware that in every retreat like this, when it is touching upon essential subjects, it's not always comfortable. We don't always feel happy with it. For instance, I did hear that with this death meditation which we did, some of mostly the younger generations were very challenged, because we don't want to think of such things. And then when we are forced almost, close your eyes, what can you do? You can't get up, you know. But this is very good. It's very good that we are from time to time challenged and shaken, I should say, out of our thing. Because remember, we have to go all the way in spiritual life, because the absolute truth is anyways beyond it. But when Krishna sees that we are willing to go all the way, he makes up for the rest. I like this very much in this morning's guided japa session by Akuntita, who said, who encouraged all of us, even we may sometimes be in the frigid, cold headwaters of our chanting. In other words, there is not much taste, not much focus, not much anything. Because we are trying our best, whatever that is at the moment, it may be very small, our best, in comparison to someone else's best, but that is not important for Krishna's mind. Krishna sees they are trying the best. Okay, now let me do the rest. Let me help them. It's really, bhakti is so wonderful that even at its inception or in the beginning phases, there is mercy. And this is what singles out bhakti from all other yoga paths. In the other yoga path, there's not a loving other. There's not a loving the only one. There's not a loving presence there. So you are absolutely dependent on your own steam. Is that proper American English? Your own strength, which is limited. So, but in any other yoga path or spiritual path, that's all what you have. There is no divine reciprocation. It's not designed like this, the path. But in bhakti, even the beginner who gives his best can know that the Lord is reciprocating with them. The Lord feels, oh, they are sincerely trying. Now let me help. It's very different. There is it's discussed in our philosophy. There are two paths, the monkey path and the cat path. The monkey path is like this. The young, feeble little monkey has to grab onto its old, the mother. And then sometimes the mother, she raises, there's a song in German language, die Affen rasen durch den Wald, der eine macht den anderen kalt. Yeah. This is how Nina Hagen would sing it. It's a folk song. It means the monkeys speed up and run through the forest, and they kick and bite each other. And the little young one has to grab onto the mother. And often it loses its grip and falls on the ground. And if the race is very severe, it dies. That's the path of the yogis, who need to catch on to the absolute truth and try to somehow hold themselves on their own steam. But in bhakti, it's a cat way. When the little kitten plays on the street and comes into harm's way, the old strong mother, who always has one eye on the kitten, jumps on the street, catches it by the neck, and then carries the kitten. Here, the safety is dependent on the strong mother. There it is dependent on the weak little monkey. So bhakti is the path where divine intervention and mercy comes and does most of it, if you are willing to give your best. Your best in the beginning stage is a small, but if you advance, your best is increases. But for both advanced and beginner, there is mercy. Of course, different degrees of mercy. So, my dear devotees, there is one simple rule which you should. This is how to continue retreat at home. The rule is chant, chant, chant. In the beginning, it looks very scribbly. Is it scribbly? No English word, yes. Aditya Narayan, would you be so kind to just move it a little so that this part of the room can see, but not too much, though. This is when you are chanting in the headwaters. I think that's good. This is when you are, that's the second chant, when you are in the middle water and entering the deeper flow. And that this chant is when you are in the deep flow, and the real chanting, well, that we can't paint because it looks so beautiful that no human hand can write it properly. So this is the only rule. Continue doing this, giving your best, knowing that Krishna will make up for the rest. There are six very good instructions. It is said, qualities for good and actually perfect chanting. I would like to chant this verse with you. Please repeat after me. Mana samharanam shocham. Monam mantrata chintanam. Avyagratvam anirvedo. Japa sampati hetava. In order to perfect one's chanting of japa, one needs to cultivate the following qualities. Mana samharanam, or concentrating the mind, which means to repeatedly bring the mind back when it wanders. My dear devotees, I have good news. You don't need to, at this moment, to take notes, because at the very end of the retreat, after your concluding ecstatic ritual, which we will do, surprise, 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 you will be handed the same sheet, only in a much more decorative way, for framing at your home or keeping it close where you perhaps have your jewels and so on. and you can then practice with it. It contains detailed instructions, six only, which can help you practically to go through the gates of the body, mind, and heart. The first is, as I said, concentrating the mind. The second is socham, or cleanliness. Cleanliness in the mind translates at what? To be clean in the mind? Purity, no? Purity. There are, you will be handed out recommendations, not so much about physical cleanliness that you all know perfectly, but mental purity, what to do, how to keep the mind positive and with sattvic thoughts. Monam is there, silence, during the practice, mantrata chintanam, meditating on the meaning of the mantra, avyag. So if you do these four things, concentrating, practicing purity of mind, silence, and meditating on the mantra, you will be free from the curse that lies over the Hare Krishna movement. What is that curse? Devotees are often in a haste to finish their rounds. Oh my God, I have to still do 6 rounds. It's already 10 o'clock in the night. And oh my God, how will I do this? And I'm so hungry and so tired, and 6 rounds. Tomorrow. Oh, the problem is I have already 6 hours rounds from yesterday. So that would be, and from the day before I have already 12 rounds left. And then there is either you are in haste or anivida, you are dejected. It doesn't work for me any longer. Sorry, yes, I'm an oath breaker, a vow breaker. That's me. Oh, but my neighbor is also doing the same thing. So these two things, chanting in haste and or being dejected about your spiritual life, will go for sure if you carefully practice, even with 2 rounds a day in the beginning, or 3, or 4, or 6, or whatever. You will come to the platform of chanting with taste. I won't go into a long explanation here, because we heard a lot on these subjects, but I very much recommend to you, please be a little alert. The problem is we have a ritual which you can't do that with a sheet of paper in the hand. So we can't give it to you before you're finished with a little ritual or a little ceremony. It's the most pleasing thing which will paint a blissful smile on your face. It is very nice. But please remember to get it, because we can't run after everyone. But we also will have an idea how to stay a little bit in touch. Little bit, I want to say, because we all get too much information on our social media. It will be just a few things which you will get on the email. So, about chanting, my dear devotees, my hope, what I hope to bring you to in this, during this retreat, is just an awareness how wonderful the process is, how deep it is, how extremely rewarding it is. And if, as your facilitator, I was not alone, there were all the kirtan niyas with me. If we, as a group of facilitators, have a feeling that, yes, this was well received, then it's this one thing by which we would measure our own success. Do you remember to chant Krishna's name in many situations, if not all situations? That's all what we want. Prabhupada wrote a letter quite early in the movement. It was in 68, where he said what our prayers should be. Simply, our prayer should be. Please look as I read. My dear Krishna, please remind me to always chant your holy name. Please do not put me into forgetfulness. You are sitting within me as the super soul, so you can put me into forgetfulness or into remembering you. So please, do not put me into forgetfulness. Please, always remind me to chant. Even if you send me into hell, it doesn't matter. Just as long as I can always chant Hare Krishna. This was a letter he wrote to Devananda Prabhu in 1968. And it's our hope, really, that you will remember to chant the holy name. And in this way, be with Krishna always and be free from fear and pain because you remember the holy name. My dear devotees, your life is a matter of choices. What you are now, the person who sits now on the floor or on the chair, who is either awake or asleep, what you are now is the result of choices you have made in the past. What you have chosen to do in the past has brought you to where you are now. This means what you are choosing now to do, to think, that will bring you to your hopefully glorious future. This is a very important sentence, that every moment you have a choice that either leads you closer to your spirit or further away from it. What do you think, Abhiram Thakur? Every moment you can choose. When you're in a discussion with someone, you can choose ordinary vibrations, which are usually quickly coming to finding the fault of the other person and to discovering your own glory. Not discovering, presenting it. But you can also say, wait, where's our discussion going? This is not the intended direction. Let me choose a form of content that brings me and my discussion partner or the person with whom I'm discussing closer to my spiritual essence, the soul, the Lord, and so on. At every single moment. And what you practice in that moment is what you become later. This is the way this world is crafted and designed. My dear devotees, I want to now lead you in a reflection exercise. It will be the last one which we do. It will again be a partnership or a turn to your neighbor thing, as they say in New York. I request you to really sincerely it will not be in the beginning a neighbor thing. It's a personal thing, but I think not many of you brought your notebooks with you. These classical notebooks, you know, with pen and paper. Prabhus, they are meant to, and Madhajis, they are meant to be used. They are not meant to be put on a memory shelf, where we keep the things we like to remember. Anyways, I see some of you have, but you all have your distraction machine with you, right? Mobile telephone. No? Yes. Yeah. I once was going in, I think it was in Zurich, in Switzerland. I was going into the security check, and the person before me, a well-dressed businessman, he was informed that he had to also surrender his mobile telephone for 33 seconds, the time it took to scan it. And he turned to me and he said, "All my contacts are on there. How can I give this to the people? Can't you take it for me?" And then you... I said, "Look, I'm dressed in this way. Everyone looks at me because I'm so beautiful, you know." beautifully dressed, you know, so it won't work with me. But is it so bad? You will get it back. There's no problem. I rather would have a kidney, because I have two kidneys taken out. Then I said, "You man, you can do it. I will pray for you here." Yes, it was a very, very affectionate discussion. He put full trust in me, actually. He said, "Okay, then it will work." So I think you have your mobile machine with you, right? So you please type in there. By the way, it is good to put it in a file saver and look at it in a few days. You will find a very pleasurable reading in what you type on your mobile telephone. So, or write it in wherever. So this is how it goes. Yes. I request you to think about what were your highlights. I would like to give you an example. You could note down in your notebook or in your mobile telephone, highlight. And then, just a little note. For me, the highlight, I must tell you, because it was when Lord Nityananda entered. I will remember to tell this in every lecture now. It was really a moment. Did you also feel some atmosphere change? There was really, it was extremely sacred, mixed with a lot of ecstatic bliss, no? So you would take, for instance, if you would be me, I will also, yeah, I guess I also have to do it. You would write Nityananda's entry as a highlight. Or you would say another highlight was you're doing one of the kirtans when Ammala sang so beautiful. It melted my heart, you know. So Ammala's heart melting kirtan, you would say. You would write like this. Or any other. So a highlight means something that affected you, and mostly these are not points which we hear. Of course, there are some intellectuals amongst us, but whatever happened for you, maybe a highlight could also be your personal breakthrough when you were under the clouds a little bit, and then all of a sudden, boom, you felt Krishna conscious. So please do this. You have only 3 minutes time for this, because the second question is waiting for you already. Please start now. What were my highlights? It would be nice if you can write down a few things. You have 2 more minutes. Please be alert. Keep on writing. Just a little tip, a help is also if you just go through your retreat, okay, Wednesday or Thursday, I arrived, then I saw this, then my God, the peacocks, then I was in the lecture, then I was in the kirtan, then I was in the you know, prashada, my God, this one ladu, and so on. Just go through it by going through memory lane. There's one more minute for us. All right, or do you require a little bit more time? Or I heard you saying it's all right, good. Now the second question, and this requires a little bit more excavation. The word excavation, you know, when you dig deeper. Yes. The question is, I will read it, and what is the one practice or the one insight that I wish to take with me? Now be specific. Also specify when will you do it and for how long will you practice. My dear devotees, don't write for the rest of my life. Write better a time that you can overview, like 3 weeks, for instance, or 2 weeks. They say 41 days is ideal to introduce something new. And then you can renew or prolong the time of your practice. But do you get the idea? It's a challenge. You can say it's the practice challenge. I'm challenging myself to do this one practice, this one insight for 1 week, or, you know, for anything. And then do it. Do it as if you are applying for immigration in the spiritual world, you know. Something like it. I don't know if this is a good. So, is it clear? What is the one practice or insight that I wish to take with me? Be specific. When will you do it? For how long will you practice? For instance, you could talk about the three gates. You could river chanting. You could, I try to bring my mind back. You know, anything. That one practice. Okay, you have also 3 minutes for this. It goes very fast when you're concentrated. And by the way, on this you will be requested to share with the neighbor. So be honest. Don't say something you won't do. Please keep on writing. Just as some tips, you might go back to the kirtans and where you felt wonderful, and then you could ask yourself, what did I do at that time? So, or did it just come, or was it just because I was in the kirtan? Or in the japa, you might have taken some practice serious, you did it, and it helped you very much. So what is that one? It could be also simple things. I want to take alone time with Krishna during the week, on Sundays, you know, over simple things, but good things. You have 2 more minutes. could be also things like I phone with a devotee once a week. That is my practice, and get inspiration. One more minute. You will see, it will be very helpful if you look at it a little later in the week or so. Thank you very, 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 very much. And now we come to the favorite question. I must say, I'm so happy that this came, this question. And if you are willing to seriously engage with this question, I guarantee you amazing results. The third question is, what obstacles might show up? And how can I overcome them? That's a very, very interesting. Do you recognize the interesting question? What obstacles on? And how can I overcome them? Please strain your brain a little bit, because you will have to discuss this with a neighbor. And we want to have something to share when it's a sharing exercise. You have 3 more minutes for this exercise, so. Please don't write only the obstacles. I will be tired because my work is very strenuous. I will be conflicted because my relationships are terrible at the moment, and there's pain is going to come from there. Please put your attention also on how you can overcome this. You're not a victim. You are a writer of the book of your life. You have 1.5 more minutes for this exercise. There are always ways. There are always ways in which we can overcome obstacles. We can be really creative. There was this one devotee who fell asleep, so he bought a machine which turned him upside down. So his feet were up and his head were down, and he said, "This saved my rounds." You don't need to buy such a machine. I'm just saying there are ways to overcome almost all obstacles. A few more seconds remain. Be creative in overcoming obstacles. Was it useful? Because, yes, this, I think, yes. My dear devotees, as we are getting ready for what might be the highlight of this retreat, there are a few highlights coming now, I request you to turn to your neighbor and just churn with them a little bit about these questions. You might not feel happy to reveal all what you wrote down, but something on what were your highlights, what practice do you take with you, and how will you overcome any obstacles. Please start now. You have 5 minutes for this.
I was just about to remind you, this is your smoothie as well, if you want to.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
minutes, two more minutes. Do you need more time or is it all right? One more minute. Okay, go fast. Thank you very, very much for participating in this. And my recommendation once again is to look at the notes which you have made either in your mobile telephone or in your conventional notebook. After some time, it will remind you of the state and of readiness, openness, willingness to change that you had as a result of going on your retreat and doing all the wonderful spiritual activities you did. Fine. We are now slowly coming towards the end of this presentation. I have met Abhiram Thakur in England, where he has been very instrumental in shaping the retreats of Pandavasena. Pandavasena is this group from where these many geniuses have come, like our Ganesyam Priya, who may be known to some of you as Jai Shetty. He was the president of Pandavasena for some time. Keshava Maharaj, many. And he came also to this group, and he grew with this group, and soon developed his writing skills. He wrote a wonderful theater play on Prabhupada's life, and is now has now moved to, not now, many years ago, 5 years ago perhaps, 4 years, he went to America to study, how would you call this, what is that called?
Directing
for movies. And he has done one movie which I very much liked. It's outreach, no? For reaching into the society. And he is now in Hollywood already. And soon Steven Spielberg will give him a garland or something. So he has offered to give a summary. And I, he already in the back. There is a lot for the summary, so be very, very attentive, please. A summary of what you have seen.
Hare Krishna. I would say that if you can't see the screen is quite an integral part, so maybe we come a bit closer together and just get into a position where you can see the screen clearly. If you can't see me, that's fine, as long as you can see the screen.
You can sit on the shoulders of someone else if you are not too heavy.
I'd also like to say that this is an offering and a presentation that's not just done by me. I'd like to extend my deepest gratitude to, of course, Ram Govinda, who has been helping to facilitate a lot of stuff, but he's going to be playing the Basuri. We also have Gauravani Prabhu, who I look up to as a creative inspiration and a genius on many fronts, and of course his wonderful daughters, Revati and Kairava. So thank you so much for being part of this. But please, pay some attention.
Any of you may be familiar with this stanza. We'll use this as a...
You need to turn that on.
It's on, but it's on, but the volume is down. Many of you may be familiar with this stanza from Harinam Astakam. Maduram Madurebhyo Pi. Please repeat after me.
Maduram Madurebhyo Pi.
Mangalebhyo Pi Mangalam.
Mangalebhyo Pi Mangalam.
Pavanam Pavanebhyo Pi.
Pavanam Pavanebhyo Pi. Harinam eva kevalam.
So we'll chant it just a couple of times here to warm it up. Let's sing together. We'll come back to this throughout this presentation. So let's sing this together. Madura, madure. Mangale.
Pavanam Pavanebhyo
Of stories, teachings, and reflections to remind you that wherever you are in the world, Krishna is your dearest friend. But let us go on a journey to reflect and see what we can introspect with all the memories we can collect, exercising our mind and intellect, whether we paid attention to every aspect and whether we were truly able to connect, go deeper, feel the holy name's effect. Let's dive deep into this subject. You'd think the nine processes require qualification, circumstance and place. With the holy name there's no need, you only need grace. The ninefold processes, with the holy name, no two processes feel the same. Shravana, listen to yourself chant sincerely. Let the name resound pure and clearly. Kirtana, glorify the Lord and become aware. With each syllable, offer your care. Smarana, sing and with thought align on his form, pastimes and qualities divine. Father Sevanam, from your heart it flows, to the lotus feet your offering goes. Archanam, worship the name with devotion, non-different from Radha Krishna's ocean. Vandanam, chant as a prayer so deep, a call for service your soul to keep. Dasyam, Harinam, the Seva mantra true, in loving service let it carry you. Sakyam, oh my friend, again and again, as Prabhupada taught, with love to remain. Atma Nivedanam, surrender all I and mine, let the holy name through your being shine.
Madhura Madhure Yogi
Mangalevyo
Mangalevyo Vimangalam
Bhavanam
Bhavanam Bhavanevyo Vimangalam
the quality of Kabir, the disciple of Ramananda. He was no fool, he made no blunder. Free from fear, free from pain, I am the weaver, O Lord, of thy name. Let's say that together. Free from fear, free from pain.
Free from fear, free from pain.
I am the weaver, O Lord, of thy name.
I am the weaver, O Lord, of thy name.
As Bhaktisiddhanta said, one achieves perfection in chanting mantra when one keeps the vibrated sound within his heart and controlling his materially attached mind is all part of the art. We have the material heart which pumps 7,500 liters of blood, then the emotional heart which is where our mind starts to flood, but move to the spiritual heart which contains oneself and the Lord. The union of the mind and this heart is the initiation we must afford. Within this spiritual heart, these jewels abide. Self-awareness, cast ego aside. Conscience, a whisper stirring deep. Spirit of the Lord,
in waking sleep. It asks, is this all life can be? And yearns for truth beyond the sea. From emotional to spiritual you'll chart a voyage guided by your heart. And as you chant so sincere, so true, the Lord will undoubtedly reveal himself to you. Sacred way, three gates we should pass through every day. Body, mind, and heart take aim to truly taste the holy name. Like the Haridev temple, through chambers three, each step reveals divinity. First, the body, sit up straight, no flopping like a slouching plate. Then, mind. It wonders, likes to run, so leash it with the chanting tongue. Feed it prashadam, keep it tame, then chant with love the holy name. Focus on the first Hare, but wait, don't let it become regimented. Become softer, more open with your heart, less forced, less cemented. When leaders say, now chant from heart, they say it not just out of poetic art. They mean, know the place from which you sing. Compassion's breath, not judgment's sting. Compassion's breath, not judgment's sting. Compassion's breath, not judgment's sting.
Madhura.
But within reach of all. Everyone has access to it, no matter how big or small. Sayujo Sakayo, the Lord is a committed friend, so one can contact him at any time, at any place. Practice the nine processes of devotional service, especially Shravanam and Kirtan. And feel his mercy flowing through, see his grace. Consciousness is a mirror, because it can show a reflection of the Lord, who is closest to the heart. Due to avidya and ignorance, it is dirty. But repeated kirtan purifies it, and that's true devotional art. Sometimes we muddy the mirror even more as we bring our ego thinking me, me, me. If we just put that aside and focus on the holy name, how transparent and clear our lives would be. The love of Krishna towards the living being is like the mother towards the child. Krishna is right next to us in the core of our heart, not hidden away, far away, in the nature, in the wild. Krishna is grateful not only for what we do now, but what we are going to do. He's not judging your perfection, but with open arms is waiting for you. Krishna is not a distant God. Say it with me. Krishna
is not a distant God.
One more time.
Krishna is not a distant God.
There's one person who is with you before and after this life. Open that dialogue of communication to him. Feel the connection within your heart, body, muscle, and every limb.
Madhuram.
Of our own mortality. Prabhupada says, nobody will live. Don't have anxiety. If incomplete, getting birth in a human body is a guaranteed piety, so we can chant again and again and be a part of this Krishna conscious society. This is an uncomfortable truth that we do not face, but it can happen to us at any time, in any place. We live as if it will never happen to us, experiencing every desire and sensation, and before you know it, you have reached your final destination. What do you want to be loved for? What do you want your greatest achievement to be? What legacy do you want to leave in the world? Ask yourself, what do you want to see? If one wants to achieve success at the end of your life, the process of remembering Krishna is essential. Constantly and incessantly chant the Maha Mantra, you will be achieving your greatest spiritual potential. The mercy of Mahaprabhu is like the cloud bank of nectar, extinguishing the scorching heat of our material desire, refreshing us jivas who are like dried up desert trees, quenching and exposing us to a spiritual taste higher. Chaitanya Charitamrita teaches us material senses cannot appreciate Krishna's holy name, pastimes, qualities and form. Use your tongue to chant the holy names of the Lord. We must do it with sincerity and utmost purity, and then we'll feel it striking through every heart chord. The holy name comes from above. It is not material conception. Through transcendental sound, at its very inception, from a transcendental source, pierces through intellect and mind. The name descends and is revealed to us. Who knows what treasures we will find? One becomes free from all undesirable habits simply by chanting Krishna's name coming from above. All good fortune arises and is awakened, and we see the flow of waves of Krishna's love. These three steps to enter the flow should be your complete aim. Know that the Harinam and Krishna are not different, they're the same. Pray to receive the mercy of the holy name. Shift from I am doer to I am receiver as your claim.
Madhura.
Madhura.
Ah!
and danced together. We chanted together and feasted together. We will all go back to our respective places with a newfound love and taste, with all the internal meditations that we face. There's only one rule we leave you with. Chant, chant, chant. And then you must chant. After that, you should chant. And the last thing you have to do is
chant.
Chant. So continue doing this and the process becomes clearer. As you do, the Lord will start to feel nearer. Do your best, Krishna will do the rest. We pray we continue to have these times in our lives. Like last night, when we were chanting, dancing, and spinning, you can carry these experiences and moments with you. Our real holy name immersion is only just beginning.
Hare Hare.
supporters around the river, and a very special thank you for someone that I did not mention yet because I want to reveal at the end of the presentation. These visuals, like Maya said, I am from LA and Hollywood, so I'm surrounded by creative geniuses. Please believe me when I tell you these are world class. Some of the best people in the world cannot do this. And it is an innate ability to be able to express emotion like this. I'd like to really express my gratitude to someone who is so sick because they were up all night trying to create these visuals for all of us to be a part of. So if you could please stand up and you please thank I'm gonna go get some more.